Will you join me in a quiet time? And please don't ask the Christ to appear, but accept the presence of the Christ, not as a separate self. Now, this is another thank you. Thank you, Father, for being the Christ of my own being. Thank you is always a recognition that there is only one, and that one is the Infinite Father. That's what thank you means. Thank you. And when your consciousness is living in the right place, it'll be that instant. Thank you. For the consciousness that there is only one self, and it is the Father. And the Father's self is not going to be buried in battlefields, or afflicted, or alcoholic, or diseased, or in pain, or suffering. I'm seeing through the illusion of the world consciousness and letting the inner self open my eyes to the earth that is the Lord's, which is right here. Looking right through the window pane of the soul at the reality. And it will manifest itself to us in its own way, in its own time, in its own sequence. Your job is to prepare the way by acknowledging its presence. I acknowledge the earth that is the Lord's, not the earth of material sense. I'm moving to the higher level. The inner vision will follow. The inner master will appear. There is no hurry. It's simply a matter of abiding until the master automatically appears when you are ready to follow the next step. We can't fool anyone. You can't decide you're ready. Your acts show whether you're ready or not. Right here, where man sees the earth, John saw the new earth behind this earth. John saw the spiritual universe. John saw bodies that were different than human bodies. John saw that which is different than a human earth. Have you seen it? then you know he spoke the truth. If not, believe him. For he was designated by the Christ from the cross as the heir apparent on earth. There now is your son. Mother, he said to Mary, and there John is your mother. This designation of John means you can follow his truth. He speaks the words of God. I saw a new heaven and a new earth right here. I saw the spiritual universe. He saw a land where death is impossible, right here. He saw a land where there are no temporary lifespans, right here. He saw yourself, the self you could not even see, right here. He saw your kingdom right here. And it is still here. It is ever here. It has no tears, no time, no death, no pain, not even the sun in the sky. It is the pure light of heaven itself. You are your own light in your new universe. We have no sense perception to verify this, and that is why it is unknown to us. But it can be experienced. Whenever you doubt that it can be, remember the form that appeared on a cross but was not there, but was yet present and is. And that is the invisible universe all around you. One infinite Christ all around you, never leaving, never dying, always present, always perfect, always the only one. No other is present. When you know that no other is present, you are very close to being ready. If you have a second universe, a second self, you still must travel that distance to eliminate the second, for you are ready when, in your consciousness, there is only one infinite self and no other. One infinite kingdom and no other. One infinite Christ and no other. One being and no other. When you are that one being in your consciousness, you are very close to it. And then I come, whose right it is to sit upon the throne of your consciousness. And I make all things new. I take you into the many mansions of the Father. You are now evolving in consciousness upward and upward into new mansions. You must be in the process of spiritual evolution willingly. And that means moving out of material concept. And when you are indicated your willingness to do this, you have received some measure of Christ awareness. Nijon saw the holy city, New Jerusalem. This is your new consciousness of reality, which John is tracing in his own consciousness. I, John, saw the holy city, New Jerusalem. This is not a future event for him. It's a present event. He really means that from that moment on, he walked in a different self. This may have happened to John possibly before the crucifixion, but certainly not much after the crucifixion. And of course, he had to live it out, confirm it thoroughly before he would commit it to paper. And so it was written maybe 40, 50, 60 years later than the actual experience. And so we have, after this, a lifetime confirming the truth of it. John walking the earth, receiving these glorious inner inspirations, this perception of a reality that none of us can turn away from once we feel its presence, giving us the confirmation that it is here. Right here, the holy city. Not in a temple made with hands. Really, isn't that what our innermost self has been yearning for? To walk here in the kingdom of God? And yet all we have to do is try to do it. By turning away from all those things that cannot exist in the kingdom, knowing they must therefore be illusion. Whatever cannot exist in the kingdom of God must be recognized as illusion. You're really crossing out the world to live in your holy city. Now we've taken Jesus off the cross. We've taken him off the cross in our minds. We've accepted his presence as before time, in eternity now, everywhere now. We have an everywhere Christ who could not be confined to one or ten forms. And we are slowly learning to accept that this everywhere Christ is our reality. We were not crucified and we were not resurrected. We are. And the illusion of it happening is to show you that it can never happen. As it didn't happen then, it can never happen now. You are always the eternal Christ. And this is the vision of John perceiving the holy city of New Jerusalem, knowing himself to be that infinite eternal Christ now. Another way of saying, I and the Father are one. So let us be true now to the new earth. Cherish it for its reality. Reject the belief in the unrealities that it presents to you, and you will be true to your own Christ self. I wish you again a joyous Easter, and I'll see you later tonight. Thank you.